FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Multiple roads in and around Durban are waterlogged due to this morning's heavy storm. It's bucketing along the KZN coast. There are reports of localized flooding coming through from central Durban.
On the N3 near Brickfield, there's a lot of flooding on the N2 south with large puddles forming. We also have a multiple vehicle collision as a result of water puddles on the M4 near the Riverside off-ramp in the Durban North area. We're also seeing reports coming through of drains blocked with people concerned about flooding in the Sydenham area. We do see Itikweni Fire Department is checking up on houses around that area as well.
Paramedic Garrett Jameson has warned motorists to be extra careful as they navigate slippery and dangerous routes this morning. Some of those no-go zones are the N2 M19 Umgeni intersection, North Coast Road, the M13 Fields Hill and South Coast Road. The Berea area is also flooded.
Anywhere where there's low road surface and you see water, please just be cautious and try not to cross any flooded rivers or over bridges that are currently underwater.
South of Durban, Devon Govansami from PT Alarm says their teams have been on high alert. He says several routes such as Adams Road in Amanzimtoti is flooded.
Okay, yeah, motorists should be aware of the Galleria northbound. It's a waterlogged there. Also the M4 southbound just before Jacobs. There's water standing on the road also there. There are other parts of the roads in Durban that are waterlogged. You just have to be very cautious with the debris and water on the roads.
Wise Man Dlamini, who's with the SA Weather Service, says the heavy downpour under the yellow level 4 alert is not only expected to lash the coast, but the adjacent interior as well.
We're expecting 60-80% chance over KZN. Also have a warning for disruptive rainfall. That is the rainfall that might cause significant impact for areas along the coast. That is your Uku district, Etsegweni, Ilembe district, King Kujwayo and Umkhanyakude districts. That is where we expecting most of the rain. And then on inland of KZN, there's 60% and 30% chance over the extreme western parts of the province.
And Jacob Zuma says he believes the corruption charges against him will soon be dropped. The former president's claim to have had no role in the controversial arms deal, saying it was concluded under the leadership of former President Nelson Mandela and then Deputy Thabo Mbeki. Zuma was speaking to supporters yesterday outside the Pietermaritzburg High Court, where he lost another bid to have state prosecutor Billy Downer removed from the case. He says he was serving in the case at provincial government and had no involvement in national decisions at the time. Zuma says two key state witnesses have since died.
When we needed the weapons in question, I was still in provincial government. I was not a part of national government talks. I was not there when the talks began. The president at the time was Nelson Mandela and his deputy was Thabo Mbeki. They are the ones who chose the supplier and costs. By the time I got to national government, big decisions were already taken with regards to the arms deal. Yet I was singled out as a thief.
And the U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff is due to meet with President Vladimir Putin today for fresh talks on achieving peace in Ukraine. Speaking in the Oval Office last night, Donald Trump said that he's put a lot of pressure on both sides to reach a deal. The U.S. president yesterday published a response on social media following a deadly airstrike on Kyiv, telling the Russian leader to stop. Meanwhile, President Cyril Ramaphosa and Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky yesterday agreed to strengthen cooperation and work together in key areas, including trade, energy and education. They met for talks at the Union Buildings in Pretoria. Got a high of 21 degrees in Durban today, Richards Bay 23, Maritzburg 20. I'm Newswatch's Natara Nadesan.
And look what's coming up in your Sport Shark. Center Andre Esterhazen says there's plenty to play for in the URC this weekend. Mamelodi Sundowns and Orlando Pirates play their respective CAF Champions League second leg semi-finals tonight. And Liverpool need just a point to lift the Premier League trophy this weekend.